This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest today is Burnsville Mayor Danny McIntosh. And the mayor is here with us to talk about Riddlefest 2009, which is coming to the Burnsville Town Center on February 21st. Mr. Mayor, this is our second Riddlefest. Tell us briefly about Leslie Riddle and how all of this came about.
Steve, the celebration of Leslie Riddle's life last year was just one of the most energetic concerts that's ever been, I think, in the town center. Leslie Riddle was a native-born Yancey Countyan, African-American musician. He joined forces with A.P. Carter, and actually his life changed the Carter family's legacy. It's a tremendously interesting story for those of you who would like to study some. But this concert displays some of the old-time traditional music that Leslie Riddle helped A.P. Carter gather up over the Southeast back in the 1920s and 30s. And it's just a tremendous tribute, and like I say, a part of the celebration of Black History Month here in February that we're doing for Leslie again this year, and think these things are going to be bigger and better.
Who can we expect to be performing this year?
Well, this year, Mike Seeger, who is director of the Smithsonian Folkways Music, is going to come back. He recorded Leslie's music in the 60s and 70s, and Dale Jett, who is the grandson of A.P. Carter, he's going to come back this year again and perform for us with his wife, Teresa. Also, Bruce Green, the Griffith Chapel Choir, Roberta Whiteside, the Front Porch Pickers, Ron and Minnie Powell, Brandon Bailey, Terry McKinney, Rob and Hannah Levine, Debbie Phillips, Ronnie Robinson, Glenn Nance, Anthony Hensley, just a tremendous amount of talent we have here, have all agreed to come and perform.
Mayor, that's an impressive lineup. There's a special treat in store for attendees. Can you tell us about that, and who's responsible for the production?
Well, Andrew Gall, there at the Parkway Playhouse, has had his creative juices flowing, and they have going to write a play to be performed at the Playhouse, we hope, and they're going to perform a skit from that play. So that will be just an exciting preview of what may happen this summer. The production is sponsored by the Cultural Resources Commission, Traditional Voices Group, and part of this, Steve, is about education and certainly education of our children. So while there's just a minimum price of $10, children under 16 are going to be admitted free. Also, Steve, for those folks who would like to know more, the national magazine Blue Ridge Country, in their February 2009 issue that's in the newsstands now, there's a six-page article about Leslie Riddle. I think it's very impressive that our town could have such a prominent position in this magazine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Riddlefest 2009, the Water Tank Jam, Saturday, February 21st at 7 p.m. in the Burnsville Town Center. Are you going to be performing, Mr. Mayor?
No, there's just no beginning to my talent, Steve.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is one celebration you do not want to miss. Our guest for today's close-up program, Danny McIntosh, the mayor of the town of Burnsville, talking about Riddlefest 2009. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.